Change my life tonight. Lord, change my life tonight. Can you pray that 1 minute? Lord, change my life. Change my life. Change my life tonight. Change my story tonight. Change my story tonight. Change my life. Change my life tonight. Change my life tonight. Change my life in this place. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. We are grateful. 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 Because you've called us in here to terminate any form of delay that's in our lives. Father, thank you, God, because tonight you have your free course. Oh, you have free access to our lives to terminate things that need to be terminated. Thank you, Father. To set in motion things that should begin to move forward. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Please help me greet 3 people. Tell them, Happy New Year. Happy New Year. I'm glad to see you today. Happy New Year. I'm happy to see every single one of you. The first forum for 2025. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. This year is going to be a very awesome year. Yeah. This year is going to be a very awesome year. God is going to be doing awesome, awesome, awesome things. I just need you to put out your faith antenna. Things will be happening this year. And they will be happening fast. They will be happening fast. Amen. I'm telling you, things that could not accomplish in 10 years, you will do in 3 months. Yes. To be by the speed that only the Spirit of God gives. Amen. So tonight, God is going to be terminating delays. God is going to be terminating delays. In your own life, in my own life, whatever area you have been experiencing delay, whatever area you have been experiencing delay, in ministry, in marriage, in giving birth to children, whatever area, financial breakthrough, whatever area you've been experiencing delay, the Spirit of God is going to be undertaking for you in the name of Jesus Christ. So tonight is actually a prayer meeting. Are you ready? Are you ready? So, you see, because from last year, the way God, because of what God wanted to do, the way he began to lead us in church was incredible. We've never done long fast at the end of year. But last year, from nowhere, God just told the whole church, we are going on a 17-day fast. And we just went into that fast. When the church terminated the fast, I was going to terminate on the 17th day. And the Lord said, for where you they go? You are doing up to 21 days. So I pushed it up to 21 days. And then we finished that. And then I said, okay, so at least we can rest now. Before the year was over, God was speaking about another fast again. I mean, this time it was personal. And I was like, oh my God. And anytime God does those kind of things, you will be shocked. It's because there are certain things that he wants to bring into alignment. Because God has not called the sons of Jacob to seek him in vain. Amen. And so there are certain instructions I'm going to be giving you in terms of prayer, fasting, as we make progress in the year, that I would want to beg you. I would want to beg you to do it. Unless you have not been delayed. If you have not been delayed, you can take it easy and say, what is all this giddy giddy about? But if, like me, there are certain areas that you have been delayed, then you better sit up. Praise God. You sit up and follow what the Spirit of God is going to be saying to us. Now, so, Father, terminate my delay. Genesis chapter 27. Let me speak as fast as I can. And then we will pray. Genesis 27 verse 40. Genesis 27 verse 40. Speaking about Esau. It says, and by thy sword shalt thou live, and shalt serve thy brother. And it shall come to pass, when thou shalt have the dominion, that thou shalt break his yoke from off thy neck. Say, you are going to be a servant to your brother. But that decision can be changed. That decision can be changed. If we read it from the King James, it's a little blind to us. So we look at NIV. Help us with NIV, please. Help us with NIV. King James says, when thou shalt have the dominion. NIV says, but when you grow restless, when you grow restless, you will throw his yoke from off your neck. When you grow restless. In other words, you can never change what you are willing to tolerate. You can never change what you are willing to manage. You can never change what you are willing to put up with. He said, when you become restless, then you will break off, throw off his yoke from off your neck. Help us with NLT. NLT. New Living Translation, please. It says, but when you decide to break free, see, the issue of terminating delay is not absolutely on God's table. That's the point that is being made. Some people will sit down and say, ah, this one idea, so when God wants, when God ready for me. But Esau is being told is that when you decide that enough is enough, when you decide that I can't take this anymore, when you decide that it's time to get out of this place I am in, when you decide to break free, you will shake his yoke from off your neck. I don't know how many people are restless in this place today. Any restless people here? Or you are just comfortable? Are you okay where you are? I mean, in every area of your life. Me, I'm not okay. In some areas, I'm not okay. So even this thing I'm sharing tonight, I'm sharing for myself as well. Praise God. Because me, as we enter this 2025, and God began to show us that this year, incredible things will be happening. I said, they will happen for me too. I will not be Agbero loading people into bus. They will happen for me too. And they will happen for you in the name of Jesus. They will happen for you because you are going to take the principles. You need to get angry in your spirit. Like those four leprous men. How long am I going to sit here till I die? Is that what I'm going to do? Let me tell you. I grew up from a very poor home. We were poor. Back then in Sable, we were so poor. Poor people called us poor. Growing up, a lot of deprivation, a lot of stuff. Now, as I grew older, needed to go to secondary school. My parents couldn't do the needful, so they had to share us. They shared my immediate younger sister, who is now a doctor in Central Hospital. They shared her to my stepsister in Kaduna. They shared me to my stepsister in Benin. Thank God, they were good people. So that's how we grew up. By the time I was ready to enter university, was just tug of war. Was serious. My mom, cooking in Saple Market, rice, beans, dodo, had to find a way to foot the bill. Because by this time, this sister was saying, I can't. The other one was saying, I can't. Everybody was saying, I can't. So mama was left with the responsibility. I got to that school, my eyes became red. And I thank God. There is what is called the power of a made-up mind. When you have not made up your mind, what you want out of life, you will keep sitting down and taking the back seats. But there needs to come a time in a person's life, and this is regardless of age. And that is the wisdom God must release into your life tonight. Say amen. I got to Abraka and I saw people from rich homes, affluent homes. I'm like, my God, my Savior. Really? I'm not going to go into that story because it will take too much time. But I made up my mind that the things that I have suffered growing up, my children must never suffer it. I said, the things I have suffered growing up, my children must never suffer it. But then I discovered that just making a decision to say, okay, my children must not suffer, that's step one. Decisions are good because life moves on the basis of our decisions. But decisions are never enough. Good decisions must be backed up with appropriate action. Appropriate action. During the journey to the altar, I posed a little bit of a teaser. Five frogs sitting on a log. Five frogs sitting on a log. Four decide to jump off. How many frogs are remaining on the log? Many people could not answer. Of course, if you hadn't heard it before, what would your answer be? One. Because five frogs are sitting on this log, four decide to jump off. You will think that, four decided to jump off, remaining one. But the answer is not one. They decided to jump up. Jump off, that was good. But at the end, did they jump off? So many times, people make decisions that they are not willing to back up with appropriate action. What changes our lives are decisions backed up with the appropriate actions. Appropriate actions. When I made decision in school that time, as a 17-year-old girl, I saw the way the whole thing was structured. People coming from rich home. And I told myself, as young as I was, I said, I must graduate the best in this class. That was a decision. But it's easy to make mouth. It's to put it into action. But to tell you the truth, those 4 years in Abraka, I read like a crazy girl. I added action. I added action because I found out that life runs on principles. And that's what I want to share with you. 7 graces that will terminate your delay. 7 graces that will terminate anybody's delay. Now, of course, when in dealing with the graces tonight, of course, you would know that there are certain graces that may not particularly speak to a particular area. Okay? There are graces that will speak. These 7 graces may speak to some areas of your life, all 7 graces. But for some areas of your life, maybe it's 1 or 2 of those graces. So it depends on what needs to be terminated. But what I came to announce to you tonight is that if you would pick these graces, they're actually laws and principles. Life runs on laws and principles. The termination of a man's delay, the moving forward of a man's life, is tied to his acceptance of principles and laws. 7 graces that will terminate delay in your life. You know, sometimes when people hear about grace, I don't know how they think. They think, oh, grace. You know, some people say, by the grace of God, oh. By the grace of God, oh. And they present this thing like, all I need to do is to just sit down. The grace of God will do it. The grace of God doesn't work like that. Hey, I wish it does. If wishes were horses, even beggars would ride. Am I right? Yeah. The grace of God doesn't work like that. Grace just comes to empower a man to do what the man is supposed to do. Grace is God's impute to make a man be able to achieve what otherwise the man would not have been able to achieve by himself. So what are the 7 graces so that we can get to pray? What are the 7 graces? Number 1, grace for value and productivity. Write it down. So I'm speaking, we are thinking of terminating delay in your breakthrough financially, okay? Your marital area, whatever. Please, grace for value and productivity. Proverbs 18:16. Proverbs 18:16. Media, you will help me quickly today. We don't need this picture. We need scriptures. Proverbs 18:16. A man's gift makes room for him. A man's gift makes room for him and brings him before great men. A man's gift, what the man has to offer. Please listen. Everything we get in this world, my dear brothers and sisters, one of the things you'll find out is that value, people pay for value. People pay for value. If you are looking for termination or financial delay, one of the things that you must receive is this grace. This grace to have value to bring to the marketplace. This grace for productivity. I want you to write this down. Your reward in life will be directly proportional. Your reward in life will be directly proportional to your contribution. Your reward in life will be directly proportional to your contribution. Your reward in life will be directly proportional to your contribution. So, you say, oh, this place I work, they are not even promoting me. What value are you bringing to the organization? There are some people where they work, they will go late to work. They put in the least effort they can put in. Checking time. Sometimes they know they reach closing time, so they are zapped. And then they'll say, God, oh God. Do you know that if they want to sack people in that organization, no matter how much you pray, you'll be the first to go. That you look as if, why God is not favoring me? Value. Value. So if I want to terminate financial stagnation in my life, what I'm beginning to ask myself is that, am I becoming a more valuable person? What is my extent of productivity? So I cannot sit down. This is January of 2025, and I'm actually trusting God for financial breakthrough, and I'm not sitting down to ask myself, what is it that I am going to bring to the marketplace that I can exchange for money? All this miracle money they are talking about, let me tell you, you know, they're anywhere. Productivity, value. So one of the things you want to do this year is, God, make me to become a more valuable person. Even to become a wife. He said, he that finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. We have prayed for journey to the altar. So many of you who were at the journey to the altar, you don't need to pray about husband or wife again. See, just tell God, process me to become a valuable person, a more valuable. Yeah, what do you bring to the table? Say, I'm not bringing anything to the table. In fact, I can't carry the table. You are not ready for the altar. You are not ready for the altar. I want to go to the altar. Because I thank God that I was born into a poor home. Because when I got to Warri, I haven't never lived in Warri before. Got a job in one secondary school there teaching. The next thing I did, okay, finally I got a job in PTI. My salary was 618 naira, thereabout. Not 1,000 naira, 600, and not up to 1,000 naira. I went to a Budu market. Please, is anybody listening to me? See, this thing, there are principles. I went to a Budu market, graduate lecturer. I approached the first woman and said, Madam, I want to sell gbogbo. He first looked me up to down. He said, I want to sell gbogbo, but I don't have capital. Please, can I count? When I say finish, I return the money. And I had prayed for favor. Say, really? Okay. And so the woman can't gbogbo for me. I went to Makaiva because one open Saturday, one open Monday. I went to Makaiva, I did the same thing. I got two customers. That's how I started selling gbogbo. I carried gbogbo in my bag from office to office during break. Then one day, one of my colleagues called me. He said, Biko, come. Spoke Urobo. It's only of a man, become more. A kinana four way. He said, this market not fit you. This market not fit you. I said, what is it that they call fit? And that is the problem with many people. There is this one, no, is not befitting. How can a homie, as story alone, who you be? You can't pay house rent, you say a homie. How are you the homie? Some of you need to bring your shoulder down. Because you see, when God has seen that this person is restless and is even willing to do this menial thing, then God will raise you up. It's only in the dictionary that you will see success before work. Because S comes before W. In real life, W comes before S. Grace for productivity. What can I produce? Dr. Pocky called me. He said, Pastor Vera, you hold a lot of conferences. How many books have you written? I was just shining my eye, just a couple of books. So you are doing the wrong thing. Do you know that when you have come and gone, it's these books that people can keep reading to keep blessing the generations on and on. And apart from being a blessing, these are your it's your production. That's your productivity. He said, try it. So last year, as we're doing this marriage conference, I turned it into a book. As we're doing the other one, I had done the book more than 3/4 gone. Then my laptop crashed. I said, this devil is a liar. This village people. But do you know what I found out? There are places I would just take those books. Pastor Hope is okay, he's stepped out. I would take these books. I'll just say, God bless you. I came with a few of my books. This. I'm leaving that place with nothing less than 100,000 naira. I should have gone there, finished preaching. I go home. I said, God, what about it now? Is this how we continue to struggle? You are going to ask yourself, what is it? Do you know that when Elisha wanted to help the widow woman, 2 Kings 4, he said, Madam, what do you have of value? What do you have of sale value? Please put that scripture for us. I think that should be for 2 Kings 4. Put 2 Kings 4 for us. Put 2 Kings 4 for us. Oh, God, help me with speed in this teaching tonight. Okay, so now cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elijah, saying, the servant, the prophet is dead. Thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord, and the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen. Next verse. Next verse, please. Me, dear. Okay. What shall I do for thee? Tell me. Amplified. Amplified Classic. Amplified Classic. Elisha said to her, what shall I do for you? Tell me, what have you of sale value in your house? So please listen. If you are just going, you are praying for financial breakthrough, you are praying for destiny helper. Do you know sometimes when the destiny helper arrives, you don't even know what to do? And many times, destiny helpers are not going to come and help somebody who doesn't have a plan. What do you have of sale value? Of sale value? Of sale value? Of sale value? So the first grace that must come, grace for productivity. Put your hands on your head and say, Father, I receive grace for value and productivity. I receive grace for productivity. In the name of Jesus. You can't be barren of ideas. You can't be barren of ideas and just be praying for breakthrough. Grace for value and productivity. Let me tell you, even for all the brothers, sisters that want to get married, see, many brothers who come to me and say, this one reject me, many times, what the sisters are rejecting is the fact that they don't see value yet. They've not seen value yet.
So instead of getting angry that sisters are turning you down, Father, show me. There must be something that can bring money into my life. And that delay will be terminated in the name of Jesus. Second grace. I have to move quickly. Second grace. Grace for diligence. Grace for diligence. Proverbs 22:29. Seest thou a man diligent in his business? He shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before mean men. Seest thou a man diligent in his business? There are many people who want to be married. They are not diligent. You see, a girl wants to be married. She's not even diligent with her appearance. She's not even diligent with the way she smells. Not diligent. Our girl speaker yesterday did something. Was it yesterday she did or the day before? Eh? It was the Friday, right? Called the sisters out. And to be honest, there were girls who came for that program looking like they were in their house. And she asked them, did you get here by mistake? Or you planned to come to church? They never leave your house as if you left the house by mistake. Diligence cuts across every area of life. And that is why I tell people, I'm so grateful to God that I had to stay with somebody other than my mother. I'm very grateful. Because one of the things he taught me is hard work. Hard work. Hard work. Hard work. My God. You can't graduate best in my class. We had intelligent people in my class. You can't be the best if not for hard work. And he said, if we make an A, say amen. All of you who make A, say amen. How now? Who makes A by saying amen? I said that the other time, people were dragging it online. I said, you drag from now till Jesus comes. Unless you are adding that prayer to your diligence, you must do your due diligence. And so what did he teach me? Taught me the habit of hard work, of diligence. You look at somebody's farm. The person is the farm is doing well. And you say, oh, hey, how God just loved this person. Really? Say, my ministry is not doing well because people, I don't even know. It's because I'm preaching hard message. Not lying. Diligence. You cannot. Do you know that even when you marry, some marriages are not working because of lack of diligence. Some people are not even diligent over their marriages. They are not diligent because marriage takes work. It takes a lot of work. So I'm looking for God to terminate my delay, but I want to sleep in any time I like. I want to wake up any time I like. This afternoon, my PA came to me and said, ah, mommy, your eye is red. I said, make it go clear after. Go clear after. Did I come here to look at people's face? You have only one life to live. You live it intentionally. You live it aggressively. Nobody becomes anything in this life without diligence. Due diligence. You give it all you have. You put yourself into life. Grace for diligence. How do you do the things you do? I will tell you how I do the things I do. I made a decision. The Bible says, I will be the head, not the tail. I will be above and not beneath. I cannot be quoting that scripture with laziness and lack of diligence. I quote that scripture, then I go and do what is required. And you know, one of the things you must stop, the time that you should face your life, you are busy complaining about Nigeria.
You sit down talking about Nigeria, you sit down and say, all these rich people, all of them are thieves. I'm telling you, wallahi ta'ala, they are all thieves. May I tell you, many of those rich people are not thieves. And they are not criminals. Many of them, I'm not saying all of them. Many of them, by sheer diligence, they made up their mind. See, tomorrow I work hard. Do I work hard? I work hard, man. I work hard. She's been with you through the Christmas, everything. How many times have I been able to come downstairs for us to gist? So when you are looking for God to terminate my delay, some of you, especially those of you who want to get married, go and be getting books on marriage. How to be a correct husband, how to be a correct wife. It's your point of contact of faith. Go and get books on how to raise children. You sit down and do something. You cannot. How many of you know that social media can be quite interesting? It is sweet too. You're on TikTok. That's how I like the name TikTok. Your life is going TikTok, TikTok, TikTok. From one video to another video to another video to another video to another video. Before you know it, 2 hours. Now, so you've spent that 2 hours. Somebody else, this January, has already sat down with a book. And they say, Lord, my delay must terminate this year. Has carried audio materials, listening. May I tell you? This financial, I'm dealing with financial and all those things. Do you know that this financial delay, one of the cause is lack of understanding? I was telling somebody some days ago, I said, Kai. If I knew now how social media works, if I knew like 10 years ago what I know now, I wouldn't be where I am now in terms of my social media ministry. So I want God to terminate my delay. What am I doing in terms of diligence to acquire knowledge? To acquire knowledge. As you see me, so I'm a very restless person. When I say restless, I'm restless. Because I'm saying to myself, these people, they don't get to head. They don't get to head. Some of them are coming from the same kind of poor background that I'm coming from. Diligence. Grace for diligence. Ecclesiastes 11 verse 4. Getting angry with another man's farm will not make your own better. Say, look, see, because their farm good. They just remain younger. All those talk you are talking, you are wasting time. Say, who know where they go do safe? Who know where they waka go? You know why I say, why you are saying who know where they waka go? That man that you are saying who know where waka go? 6 o'clock. You don't get up. You don't do devotion. You don't do papa. You don't carry a bag. You don't come out. But you that started that small kiosk, you say, I bet customers not even they quick they come on cell phone. 10 o'clock, you go stroll to the shop. I'm asking you, when you stroll there by 7, by 10, the people who came to look for that thing by 8, are they going to drop their money in front of your store? And say, I beg, I come, oh, you know, they, I beg, see my money. Is that what will happen? Are they not going to go to that man who left his house early? Receive grace for diligence. Receive grace for diligence. Need to be serious. Need to be serious. Poverty is a terrible thing. I'm telling you, poverty is a terrible thing. It makes people do terrible things.
The other time I heard a mother was the one who carried her daughter. Yeah? Mother and daughter. And when they meet the customer, it's the mother who we prize. And the mother will be asking, now let's see you want, I've been at two of us. The other day I saw that they contributed 1 million for one girl to invest in business. She used the 1 million, go do yash. That's an investment. Anything that tells you that it is kai, by way of prostitution you will blow, it told you wrong. Because let me tell you, every girl who will sit up, there's something here to become anything you want to be. One girl was telling another of her friend, say, come. Now enter the rooms, get in, you know, a bad market. If I tell you the things when I don't suffer on top of this thing. See, so men, when they start to press your breast, it could be like people when one break firewood. And you just have. Then when they come out, they put pancake, they say, you know, just get me a jeep. Don't tell you the walk. When you take, get that jeep. Eh? You say, no, Fuma. Oh, you. He come out for my initial and go out, Guru. I just spoke in tongues. 10 kobo with peace is better than 1 million with trouble. Grace for diligence. Receive grace for diligence in the name of Jesus. Stop playing games with your life. Stop playing games with your time. You don't have that much time. No, you don't have that much time. Arguing about Nigeria. Arguing about, complaining about what is not working in your life. See, sitting down and complaining what is not working, you are wasting time. This one that I saw, this person on that is working, how is he doing it? You are sitting down, you are learning. I'm in ministry. Do you know that sometimes I sit down watching other ministers? How did they do it? Added it to him. You are learning. Grace for diligence. May that come mightily upon your life. And you are passionate. You are passionate about this thing that he said, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your mind. Plunge yourself in it. I said, one girl was complaining. Her husband go carry keke. 2.7 million. Balance and take. I tell you, son, go all right, go in the morning, come. Say the sun too hot. Go come sleep for house. Is that person ready for life? We're so hot. Say, as I'm here, if he comes to eat, I go carry keke. You don't even understand. I will do it, eh? You would think that what is wrong with this woman? Because I don't know about you, but I find it difficult to beg. I find it very hard. Because when you want to beg, you go, don't arrange how you want to explain now. You go first think, you go call reach there. All your life story, secret, you go carry all of them. You go put out for ground. The best go, they make, hey, yeah. When you finish, say, Kai, my dear, I wish you called the day before yesterday. That will never be your portion. In the name of Jesus. I want to shout it, I will be diligent. No, say one more time, I will be diligent. You are not going to be part-time committed to whatever you are doing. Don't be part-time. You want to do that business. Give it your all. Nobody, no business will thrive with part-time commitment. There's nothing you will do in life that will thrive
half-heart commitment. Has to be full commitment, full diligence. Did we read Ecclesiastes? Eh? No, we didn't read it. So give me Ecclesiastes 11 verse 4. Ecclesiastes 11 verse 4. He that observeth the wind shall not sow. He that regardeth the cloud shall not reap. As thou knowest not what is the way of the spirit, nor how the bones do grow in the womb of her that is with child, even so thou knowest not the works of God who maketh all. In the morning sow your seed. In the evening withhold not your hand. For thou knowest not whither shall prosper, either this or that, or whether they both shall be alike good. He said, if you are observing the wind like this, put it in verse 4. If you are observing the wind, you will not. One translation says, if you are waiting for perfect condition, you won't take a step. If you are waiting for perfect condition, you won't take a step. Some of you this year, you need to register to attend a course. Register to do one thing or the other. You are improving yourself. You are improving yourself. You are not going to tell me to pay for something that is of no value. Eh? Have you seen some of those videos? What I ordered for and what I got. You order for hair. Lo and behold. This person that says it's an online vendor. The hair arrived. My God. It looked like a demon you were trying to cast out. Diligence. If you wait for perfect weather, you will never plant anything. There is no perfect weather on this earth. There is no perfect condition. Number three, grace. Grace for insight and foresight. Grace for insight and foresight. Proverbs says, now when you look through way eye, now your mate say they better pass you. It's a proverb. He said, eyes that see and ears that hear, they are both from God. Grace for insight and foresight. I don't know whether you remember, or some of you will remember, some of you that are a bit older. In this town, in those days, if you want to drink cold water, it's this cellophane, they tie it. Ice water. Somebody got up one day and said, no. It was insight. Before other people started making pure water, the man who had the first, this thing, has already made his millions. There is still something yet to be discovered. Grace for insight and foresight. Some of you can cook. You can do all those kind of things. But you're just, hey, this stew is sweet, so you cook afa. But you know that people are looking for somebody to cook that sweet stew. You have something of value. Serve it. Serve it. And the more generously you serve it, the more your reward. The more generously you serve it. And those of you, especially sisters, who we've already prayed for you going to the altar this year, I am giving you a secret how you will live your life in such a way that you are not sitting at home this year waiting for husband to come. You are too busy. Amen? You are too busy. Make two things not do you. You are too busy. You are too busy. You are too busy. So when the man even comes, he says, guy, at least this one has something to bring to the table. Insight and foresight. You are checking. This school. These children. Nobody is bringing ice cream here. There was a time one of my colleagues, lecturer, she would go to Ugali and count ice cream. She got sellers. In the morning like this, you need to see her house. Oh yeah, you are taking 500. You are going to a disco. You are taking in the evening like this, all of them gather to bring money back. The next day they've started again. Anybody that sits down in this blessed land and say there is nothing, you are not seeing well. I want to say, God, open my eyes to see. You are not looking well. You are not. There is too much money. There is too much money. And unfortunately, because our young people are not being taught, many of them think that the only way is Yahoo. But Yahoo has no future. And Yahoo doesn't have blessing from God. The Bible says, it's only the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich. Yahoo cannot make a man rich. Cannot make a man rich. But when you go to God and say, God, open my eyes. Do you remember that when Hagar was running away from her mistress and she and her son wanted to die and she began to pray, the Bible says God opened her eyes. And when God opened, not far from her, there was a spring of water, and yet she was about to die and the water was near her. What you need for the termination of financial hardship in your life is not far from where you are. Some people think that I need to go to Canada first. You know, the way some people talk, you would think that when you get to Canada, there's just dollars, Canadian, money is just, you will just be packing. I wish. Grace for what are we dealing with? Insight and foresight. What can I do? What can I do? What can I do? Even for marriage, you need grace for foresight. Insight. Maybe this is the way I'm dressing myself. I need to change it. I see a girl who is desiring to marry. Eh? The waiting call or call to you now to put green head for your head. You miss out with gold. See all these men that they like. If you were looking for a boyfriend, I would say, okay, fire down. If you are looking for a husband, you go marry a man, get with green hair and gold. Will you marry her? What of you? Green and gold. What of yellow and blue? Amen. Grace for insight. Please tell God, open my eyes to see. No, it's a prayer. Say, God, open my eyes to see. We're already praying. Say, God, open my eyes to see. Grace for obedience. The next one. What number? 5? 4. Grace for obedience. Grace for obedience. Grace for obedience. Grace for obedience. Genesis 22:17. God was speaking to Abraham in Genesis 22:17. He said, because you have obeyed my voice, in blessing, I will bless you. And in multiplying, I will multiply. Please listen to me, brethren. Listen. This one applies to every area. So it's not only money or every area you need termination of delay. You must walk the tight rope of obedience to God. Obedience. By myself have I sworn, says the Lord. Because you have gone through with this and have not refused to give me your son, your dear, dear son. What am I going to do? I will bless you. Oh, how I will bless you. I will make sure that your children flourish like stars in the sky, like sand on the beaches, and your descendants will keep defeating their enemies. Say amen.
Amen.
Grace for obedience. Please listen to me. Obedience is a very powerful key in the spirit.
It's a very powerful key. When you decide to walk in obedience, you are siding in with the angels. An angel dispatched to come and help you gets there and sees that you are in disobedience, he carries it, go back. Carry a kaya back. Yeah, we couldn't drop it because what we saw there, not be smart thing. Not be smart thing. This girl, when you say, we'll go give husband, we reach there. We'll on top of another man. How we carry our man, come back. She'd already give herself man. We carry our man, come back. So that people not go die in the process. Obedience. May I tell you something? One of the things I want you to make up your mind this year. God, I will be obedient to your instructions. And God will be bringing all kinds of instructions. Instructions out of his word. What has God said in his word? I'm obeying that. Instructions, personal instructions that the Lord will give you. Personal instructions that the Lord will give you. My daughter, do like this. My son, do like this. And sometimes those instructions can look like, how? But if that's what God is saying, that's what you do. Obedience to divine instructions. Disobedience will terminate and keeping you in delay. Disobedience will keep keeping you in delay. Miracles happen at the point of obedience. Say amen. Amen. Jesus gave that instruction to those lepers. The Bible says, as they went, they were healed. It was as they went, as they obeyed, as they went, they were healed. As they went, they were healed. God spoke to Isaac, don't leave this land. Stay. I will bless you. Say, and Isaac sowed in that land. Obedience. Obedience was what terminated Isaac's delay. Obedience. So I want you to check, are there areas in your life right now where you are not walking in obedience? You need to repent. Any area in your life. Maybe right now you are in one kind of relationship with a jump on top of bed. And you know that God says stay away from fornication. You cannot be saying, God, terminate my delay. And then you are disobeying him at the same time. You can't keep doing that. If I say, God, terminate my delay, I'm also coming and say, God, I have chosen to be obedient. I have chosen to be obedient. I have chosen to be obedient. Oh, God, I'm trusting you for a child. But you disrespect your husband to the ends of the earth. How is it going to happen? Obedience. Because it says to the wife, wife, submit yourself to your own husband. Obedience. Praise God. Grace for obedience. Grace for obedience. May God bring it upon your life in the name of Jesus. It's important because your rising is tied to your obedience. Your rising is tired. I was sharing with them yesterday. Some years back, the Lord spoke to us and said, that your car, that your Mercedes Benz, go and give it to that pastor. Hey, and we look at car. Nobody said that we didn't even have shishi to say, okay, we'll give him, then we'll replace it. There was no money to replace nothing. But God has spoken, and we did that. We gave the car towards the end of the year. By January, from, I don't know how God did it, from nowhere, money came, we got a better car. Some years later, God spoke to us again. That time we're now using a Lexus Jeep. Beauty, I love that car. I absolutely love that car. Inside there was more comfortable than a plane. No, self, not comfortable. Maybe business class or first class, but those are economy side. That car was comfortable. Lexus 330, beautiful cream color car. One day the Lord said, "Take this car. It's not your own. Go and give it to this man of God." Not again. But we did. We did. How many times have God spoken to me? All the money in your account, send it. We did. One year, I went to pray for the end of year stuff. And as I was praying, the Lord said to me, transfer so and so amount to your father in the Lord. Hey! Hey! Is this Jesus or is this another spirit? And I did. By the end of that year, by the end of that next year, after I transferred in January, when I saw what God did, as I was praying, the Lord said to me, if you hadn't obeyed me in that instruction, you would not have seen all these things you saw. Ken Hagin was telling the story one time. He was pastoring and things were really rough. It was depression days. And then one pastor was coming through the town and then his money finished and stopped off their town, came to Ken Hagin's church that day. So Ken Hagin allowed him preach and the man explained how. And the Lord said, every single penny offering today, give it to the man. And this was a man that even himself, there was no food to eat at home. God said, every penny, give to him. So gave him the money. The man was so happy, blessed the Lord, and left. And Ken Hagin was like, God, I don't even understand. Sometime down the line, there was somebody who had an incurable sickness. And the person came and Ken Hagin laid hands on the person and the person was healed. As soon as the person was healed, as Ken Hagin was just rejoicing what God did, God said, if you hadn't obeyed me to give that pastor that money, you would not have seen this healing now. So you are going to be very, very sensitive. Be very, very sensitive. You may get to church and you look this brother and God says, buy socks for this brother when they come next week. It's not as if it's the brother you want to marry. I want you to remember that life itself is a test. You just buy the socks, give the brother. And you watch. Praise God. Grace for obedience. Say, I receive grace for obedience. Say, I receive grace for obedience. Say one more time, I receive grace for obedience. Number 6:5. We are still foul. Okay, grace for giving. Grace for giving. I won't spend too much time there. Grace for giving. Grace for giving. It's more blessed to give than to receive. Learn generosity. Learn generosity. One of the things you find, I read a book, it's called the Jewish Phenomenon. It's called the Jewish Phenomenon. One of the things you find out about the Jews, that they became the prosperous people on earth. This Nobel laureate stuff, they are the ones, if you look at a race that has won it more than other races, is the Jewish race. But one of the things you find out about them is they are givers. They are givers. Please, I want you to learn to be a giver. And when I say be a giver, I'm not just talking of giving in church. Many people give in church because in their heart they have this transactional thing with God. I better make a go give for church because I don't say God go give me back. But this is my neighbor when they're hungry, make him hungry. What about if you get to Sizzlers or whatever the eatery? And as you are leaving, that girl that helped you open the door, what about if you give her something? That change is change to you. But it could be a lifesaver to that girl. Learn to be a generous person. Givers never lack. Givers never lack. Give us never. I say, but I don't have anything. It's not true. There's nobody who doesn't have anything. Give us never lack. If you give out of your little, you will find out that it will be compounding. It will be compounding. Number 6. Number 6. Grace for tenacity. Grace for tenacity. Sometimes people give up too easily, too quickly, too quickly. So you come for journey to the altar. So you wait. I was looking through the papers that were filled. Sister Anderson had asked that people should write the dates they'd like to marry this year. I saw somebody write March. And I said to myself, unless you'd already see the man and don't plan the marriage, why do you want to frustrate yourself? On my own, me, I would never tell people to write dates of when they want to get married. But I guess that was how she was led to go. Do you know that in life, you have to be tenacious. You be like a bulldog. That never let go attitude. Because on this earth, nothing comes easy. Nothing comes easy. The first camp meeting we had, I don't have time to tell the story. Printed flyers, did banner. We even looked for money, killed a full cow. Women came, they don't cook egusi soup, cook stew, cook everything. We're waiting. I don't go get the whole of PTI. They gave us the hall, they gave us the hostels. The day of program came. That time, our members, maybe we're not up to 30. We were not anywhere near 30. We're waiting. Even church members, would they find them? The only person that came from outside was one person, one small boy. And the boy, as he came in the evening, surveyed everywhere. In the morning, we don't know when he carried it back. And we are decorated everywhere. The next morning, my colleague saw me. Said, Mrs. Orobo, Mrs. Orobo. When I try, I shall the decoration fine. In a very mocking way. Excuse me. Rejoice not over me, O my enemy. For if I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. You give up too quickly. You start a business. So I beg. That's how you have started 7 different businesses in 1 year. Only you. You sell akara. Only you. You fly. You say na gbogbo. You go gbogbo. From there you fly. You say na wig. You do with one. You say no. Haba. Settle down with one. Settle down. Tenacity. You hold that and you hold it. You hold it. Praise God. You know, many people are very impatient. They are very impatient in life. If you are an impatient person, you can't achieve much. Because there are not many things in life that happen quickly. So you have to be patient. You just have to be patient in many things. Grace for tenacity. And please, one of the things you will beg God to deliver you from, procrastination. Procrastination. I go do one. I was just talking, what is today's day too? Is today not 5th? How many hours ago did we say Happy New Year? This month, they reach half. No, are you listening to me? So this I go do am. What I want to ask you is, can we have a date? Can we have a date, please? You say, are they gather money? Are they try to gather money? May I tell you something? Sometimes you take action. The money will meet you along the road. I'm a living proof. Start Gbogbo Market without capital. Sell, finish, come return. It's just that some of you, if they give you that kind of grace, you sell, finish, you go buy with one. Because you don't know where you want to go. Don't you know where you want to be with one? Where to be with one? Match your hair as it be. You know where you are going. You know what you want to achieve. Yesterday, I was telling my daughter, because the dress I wore yesterday, many people said they really like the dress. It's fine. So I said, my dear, go online, go and check that shop again. Whether they have the other color still remain. He said, mommy, I don't get money. I know they check all those shop again. I said, then check for people who ain't get money. I paid my dues. Hello, somebody. I've worked hard, though. And I still work hard. If I can afford one dress, let me buy for myself.
I've worked hard. And do you know, the Bible says that the sleep of a laboring man is sweet. But somebody will never walk. When you lie down, and then you go, they dream. See any part they pursue you. That's why they run for dream. They run for dream. Because the body, when you know, they walk for daytime. You have to walk in the night. Finally, and this is the one that is the real one that applies to everybody. Grace for prayer and fasting. This world is not a gentle, friendly place. I'm telling you, I know by experience. This world, as you, they say, God, terminate my delay. There are some spirits and powers that say, to go where? From where? There are some. Do you know that even as we are here, all of us are here now? Eh? It's even possible. Say, some people come here, come say, this Pastor Vera. Let's do our best to stop her. It's not a friendly place. My doctor called me yesterday. I was saying, Doki, I dropped invitation card for my retirement party. I hope you are coming. She said, woman of God, I will come. Oh, I will come. You, when they carry rumor, 2020, say you don't die, and you are still alive till today, I will come. This world is not a friendly place. That is why if you are waiting, sitting down, to say, everything will come into alignment, then you don't know which world you are living in. There are powers that don't want you to rise. There are powers that don't want you to be married. There are powers that don't want you to have children. There are powers that don't want you to become anything. In fact, when you are even striving to move, they are angry. How do I know? Jesus was speaking in Mark chapter 9. In Mark chapter 9, verse 29, he said, this type will not come out but by what? Prayer and fasting. There are some breakthroughs you can never get without prayer and fasting. See, I don't want you to underestimate the power of fasting. I didn't say go and be doing dry fasting or your stomach will start to bleed. You don't need that. I did 7 days. It was dry. It was behold, it was very dry. You are not Ezekiel of dry bones. Like here now at Morningstar, next week, the whole of next week, we are fasting and praying. And I was telling them this morning. In fact, Pastor PJ was telling me, say, but mommy, not so you announced her before. I said, I need to obey authority and reduce it something. Because you see, I have seen it, that this world is not a friendly place. So the way we schedule it, in the morning, 5 a.m., all of us join on Telegram, we pray for 1 hour. Actually, what he announced to his people, pray for 2 hours. That's what I said before. We pray for 1 hour. Then tomorrow evening, after praying 1 hour online, we'll come in church, pray 1.5 hours. We go back home, get online again, pray another 1 hour throughout the week. So that means like 3.5 to 4 hours of prayer every day. Then let me see that devil. Let me see that devil that wants to say this 2025, you will not rise. Or this 2025, whatever delay needs to break in your life will not break. Let me see that devil. Let me see that devil that will say your family will remain where they are. How do I know this? Please, give me 2 scriptures and then we'll rise up to pray. 1 Corinthians chapter 16 verse 9. What did Apostle Paul say? 1 Corinthians 16 verse 9. You must engage in spiritual warfare. If you want to terminate delay, you must do what? Engage in spiritual warfare. Life is spiritual. There are some things we are beginning to see now. The things I'm seeing now, I say, my God. So this is why God said we should do 21 days fast. There are spirits. Malevolent spirits. Wicked spirits. And these spirits are stubborn. Demonic spirits are stubborn. Stubborn spirits. So and you cannot bet the devil to leave you. Say, devil, you know when they say, bind the devil, I know they bind you, I better go. Go face the people where they bind you. Leave me alone. Have you ever, when you were in the school, I don't know about you, but my school, you know there were people that were bullies. Bullies that bully on the weak. You know that those bullies, they will never go and find trouble of strong people. They will always go to those there. Because they know that anyhow they do, they can't fight back. See, if you are doing like this for the devil, excuse me, you are just making yourself a cheap prey. You are making yourself, you rise up and say, it's enough. My family cannot continue like this. How come in this whole family, no girl is getting married? In this whole family, before we know, sickness don't strike somebody down. In this family, look at it. When mysterious things are happening around you that are negative, it is an issue of spiritual warfare. And this spiritual warfare is not a case of going to hire prayer contractors. You do it by yourself. Amen. Look at it. Please give me that scripture. Please, 1 Corinthians 16:9. 1 Corinthians 16:9. It says, a great door and effectual is opened unto me. But what has happened? See, anytime a great door opens, adversaries show up. Pastors, you should get ready to pray this year. Because all these doors that are opening to us, when Maurice Lulo talk out, he went to, was it Brazil? I don't know which nation he went. They were already prepared to kill him. As he got there like this, ha. He said, God showed him something. Oh, I'm missing Rehan Bonke. All of them. Let me not go to their story because of time. There are always adversaries. It is for you to see that you feel that you are not adversaries. You see, things are happening to your children. You keep quiet. This is your child. Don't be saying the boy in a Dundee, the girl, no, not be done. All of a sudden, it's coming with an evil report for a result. And you think it's just okay. Your senior sister, they not pay a bride price. The other one, they not pay a bride price. Don't born 7 children. The man said, I will marry. Make it born 14 first. You are sitting down. Look at your full family. If problem of 10,000 come, no, you, everybody will run. Nowhere. Spiritual warfare. One woman, that's how he born first, pikin die. Born the second pikin. Remaining one more child. That was when she decided to pray. On investigation, now found out that the man she married was in a relationship with a girl. She impregnated the girl. Then he denied the pregnancy. Because the pregnancy was delayed, the girl now went to do abortion. In the process of abortion, the girl died. So the girl's mother swore for him that you will never carry your own children. Now this innocent girl has come to marry this Begbeturu man, the cursed man. Then she's going to sleep. Your first pikin don't die. Second pikin don't die. You think you are cracking jokes here. You are crying. What kind of cry are you crying? Forces. There are forces. As you are here, it's not a case of waiting and do devil. You don't need to do him anything first. Just the fact that you are a human being is already angry. You are going to pray tonight. And because we don't have too much time, we are going to pray a very, very hot prayer. Few minutes. Rise on your feet. Let's pray. Just few minutes. Rise on your feet. Let's pray. You see, the way you are even getting slugged up, I don't even know whether you are ready for this thing.
In 1 Thessalonians 2:18, Apostle Paul was still speaking. 1 Thessalonians 2:18. 1 Thessalonians 2:18. Wherefore, we would have come unto you, even I, Paul, once and again, but Satan hindered us. So Satan, they hinder people. Satan, they hinder families. Satan hinder people's children. See, oh, your children are very intelligent. They don't finish school, they're not, they get work. They don't finish school, they're not, they get work. Some of you, you are from families. All of you have graduated. No, but yet, nobody is settled. Nobody is settled. Your old parents are still the ones striving to see how to make a small rice and this thing for you people. When by now, your parents should be... I don't know whether anybody is angry here tonight. I want you to open your mouth. I want you to declare, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Open your mouth and make it a prayer. No weapon formed against me. No weapon fashioned against me. Fashioned against my family. No weapon fashioned against my life. My marital destiny. My childbearing destiny. No weapon formed against my children. No weapon formed against my business. No weapon formed against my finance. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Oh, open your mouth. You need to get aggressive. You need to get aggressive. Yes, I like that you are doing it. Do it, do it. Yes. The kingdom of God suffers violence. It's the violent that take it by force. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Every power of the enemy that says I will not, this delay will not be terminated, I bind them now in the name of Jesus. Every power that says my this delay will not be terminated, I bind them now in the name of Jesus. Every power that said this delay in my life will not be terminated, I bind them now in the name of Jesus. I bind them now. I bind them. I bind them with fetters. I bind them in the name of Jesus. Everywhere they have gathered against my life and my destiny. Everywhere they have gathered against my life and destiny. We set confusion. I set confusion in their midst. I set confusion in their midst. I set confusion in their midst. Set confusion. Set confusion. Set confusion. Set confusion in their midst. Every adversary, everyone that's chosen to be your adversary, oh, we set confusion in their midst. We set confusion in their midst. We set confusion in their midst. You are going to pray. Every altar that has been erected, where your name has been called for evil, we command those altars to burn down. We command those altars to burn down. We command those altars to burn down. Oh, I wish you would pray. I wish you would be restless today. I wish you would pray. Kalida Zantayada. Altars of wickedness. Altars of wickedness. Altars of wickedness. Altars of wickedness. I command them to burn down. I command them to burn down. I want you to pray. Oh, I want you to pray. Somebody is praying in this place tonight. Everyone that said they will not live to see your rising, they will fall for your sake. Everyone that said they will not live to see your rising, they go down in the name of Jesus. They go down in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray. Every arrow that has been sent to your life or to your family, back to sender. Back to sender. Back to sender. Back to sender. Every arrow of wickedness, arrow of sickness, arrow of disease, arrow of poverty, arrow of retrogression, back to sender. Arrow of stagnation, arrow of business failure, oh, back to sender. Back to sender. Back to sender. Back to sender. I want you to mean this prayer. You need to mean this prayer. Every pit that they have dug, every pit that they have dug to bury you, your family, and your destiny, the person that dug that pit will fall into it. The person that dug that pit will fall into it. Every negative sign that you have already seen this January. January is just the start. You are already seeing some negative sign. You are saying, I end it, I end it, I end it. I end it in the name of Jesus. Kabado Santa Kariba Shayada. Reba Sokayeda. Lift up your two hands to the Lord. Say, Father. Oh, say it. Say, Father. In the name of Jesus. Terminate my delay. Terminate my delay. Terminate my delay. You will open your mouth and begin to talk to God. Whatever that area of delay, call it to God. Whatever area you have been delayed, call it. Call it. The power of God is coming upon your life tonight. To terminate every delay. Oh, you don't understand. Some of you here, you are representing your full family. You are praying for your full family right here. Delays are being terminated. Delays are being terminated. Hindrances are taken away. Hindrances are taken away. Erani rogena torayo. Erani rogena toraye. Keri keri omukpare mogena. Erani rogena torayo. Keri keri omukpare mogena. Erani rogena toraye. Keri keri omukpare mogena. Erani rogena torayo. Kokwo kokwo omupare mogena erare rogena. Lord, terminate this delay. 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 In Jesus' name. Father, put your hand on your head. Say, Father, your glory. Let your glory rise upon me. Let your glory be seen upon me. From today, I enjoy a fresh level of grace. Grace for acceleration. Grace for speed. Grace for progress. I receive grace. The seven graces that you have shown me today, I walk in them. I pray now and I don't get tired. I fast by the unction of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Final prayer I want you to pray. You see, one of the areas that the devil wants to hinder you is to weaken you in prayer. Is to weaken you in prayer. This year you must not be weak. Please listen. If before you have been praying, playing with your walk with God. You are not serious in your Christianity. This is not that year. What did I say? This is not that year. Don't play with your Christianity. Don't play with your Christianity. If you have been coming in, going out, doing this, if there are areas you need to repent, repent quickly. Because you see, a sin is you are giving the devil ammunition to fight you. That's what sin does. You give the devil ammunition to fight you. So the last prayer we are going to pray. Father, set fire on my altar. Set fire on my altar. Set fire on my altar. Can you make it a prayer? Can you make it a prayer? Set fire on my altar, oh God. Set fire on my altar, oh God. Oh, Father, help me to pray. 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 In Jesus' name we are praying. Lord, I stretch forth my hands to your people. And I declare that whatever has been the area of delay, let that delay be terminated. Let that delay be terminated. Let that delay be terminated. You will lead them by pillar of fire and pillar of cloud. They will travel by day and by night. 2025 will be a significant year. A significant year of acceleration in the spirit. In the name of Jesus. Bounds are broken. Chains are destroyed. Yokes are lifted. By the Spirit of the living God. In the name of Jesus. Every sickness in your body, we curse it. We curse it. We curse it. Satanic projection of sickness, we command them to lose their hold. Projection of unnecessary tiredness, we command it to be destroyed. I think there are two or three people here. You go to bed, you find it difficult to sleep. It ends right now. It ends right now. It ends right now. In the name of Jesus. This 2025, there's someone, you suddenly notice something in your body that, and the devil is announcing to you that this year will be a year of sickness. That devil is a liar. That devil is a liar. We undo that heavy burden. We undo that heavy burden in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you. Those who were not here for the journey to the altar, trusting you for this blessing this year, thank you for meeting them at the point of their need. This year will be the year of their testimony. Many trusting you for children, thank you because they will embrace their children. Whatever it is your people are trusting you for, you are the God of inexhaustible supply. Meet each one at the point of their need. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Clap your hands and give God praise. Amen. Now here at the forum, please let's be standing. Let's be standing. Here at the forum, what I'm about to do now, if you have been coming for forum all these years, more than how many years we've been doing forum, what I'm about to do, we have never done. This boy is in the spirit. I'm going to ask you to sow a seed. I'm going to ask you, this is the first forum for the year. I'm going to ask you to sow a seed. And by so doing, you are saying to God, I believe. And I'm going to just call. I want to sow 10,000 and above. Please come. I'll pray for you. I want to sow 10,000 and above. Please come. Please put up the account details. I want to sow 10,000 and above. Please come quickly. Come quickly. Please move towards me. Come.